24 Cross Media.
They don't know I do it for the culture, goddamn. They say I should watch the shit I post, oh goddamn. Say I'm turning big girls into hoes, oh goddamn. They say I get groupies at my shows, oh goddamn. All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. I fuck him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut some hoes loose, yeah. Indie ain't no loose lips. Now them hoes tryna sue me. Bitch, I don't give two shits. All the rumors are true, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Hello.
So I was thinking the other day. I had to go get waxed.
Okay.
Okay. And...
It's never good when you're thinking.
And like, it, I fucking hate it. It's super painful. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's right? Not my favorite thing.
But it has to be done, mm-hmm. You know, because it's way easier than having to shave all the time and what that looks like after that. Like, you just can't. But so I went and got waxed because we were going to hang out.
Yes, I recall.
And... I just really don't like spending the money to get waxed and then not getting any.
Like getting any?
Dick.
Oh, okay.
Like the point of me getting waxed was to get dick. So like when that doesn't happen, it's a waste of money. I'm aggravated as fuck.
Right. And it's not cheap. And it's not painless.
No. So like, no. So I just put myself through all of this and I'm not going to come? No.
I remember when you got waxed and then you got COVID. Like, you got waxed, and, like, that night you got COVID. And it was like, cool, fuck me then. Sure. Yeah, no, it's not good. Actually, I stopped getting waxed because I just don't care. Like, it is what it is, baby.
You just have a full-grown bush?
Fuck no. I shave.
Oh.
And also, like, waxing.
You just made it sound like it is what it is, babe. You want it? You got to go through the hair.
No, it's definitely not. I prefer to be Baldy McGee. But what I mean is, like, with waxing, the thing I don't love about it is, like, yeah, you're buttery smooth for, like, a week or so. But then it starts to grow back and you can't get waxed again until it's a certain length. So I'm just hairy for weeks at this point. I don't like it.
I don't think it doesn't work like that. Like, because I definitely don't have any hair for, like, at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it grows back, it's so minute and thin from getting it done so often that it's not the same as when it grows back from shaving. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, there is that theoretically week leading up to your next wax where it's like not ideal, but for the other 3 weeks, and I always make that week the week I have my period. I have it planned out good.
That's strategic.
So
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I didn't work like that for me because I got it. I was getting waxed for like a year straight and I thought like, you know, this, I mean, yeah, it's like softer hair. But it's not, there wasn't like less of it. I was still kind
of
like.
Definitely less of it for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I'm not a fan.
Maybe my shit was just like out of control. And
Maybe like anything was better than that. Yeah.
So we have a friend today.
We do. We have a call-in friend. Her name is LaQuisha. LaQuisha, are you there?
Hi, this is LaQuisha.
At first, I was like, damn, she's not there. It didn't work.
Well, fuck. Hi, LaQuisha. How are you today?
I'm doing so good.
I love that your name is LaQuisha.
Me too. My mom was really proud of me when she named me that.
So, what's up? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know, I had a question for you. Something that we talk about frequently on the podcast, something that gets brought up pretty much every day. How do you feel about a guy that can't get hard for you?
Ooh.
And also a guy who can't come for you?
I don't feel anything about him.
The end. Boop.
He's in the fucking dust.
He's in the dust.
Would you give him a second chance? So you've been seeing this guy.
Yeah.
You love him.
Yeah, absolutely. Second chance.
You love him.
Maybe don't love him, but like, you know, lust him. Okay.
Yeah, you want the dick to
you
work.
Want the
you
dick
really
to work.
Want the dick
but
to
But what
work.
If you give him a second chance and it still doesn't work? How many fucking chances yeah. does the guy have to get hard?
Two. Maybe three. You know what? Three strikes are out.
Yeah, you know, I would love to say that You know, I used to feel that way. I used to say, like, it's two strikes and you're out. But then I kind of got, like, nicer or something. I don't know. Maybe with age, you're kind of like, well, I'm not as cool as I once was. I guess I could suffer, like, another 10 times.
No. But you would.
I would.
I know some people that settle and just stay married and have bad sex their whole lives. And I don't know how they live that way.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know that. Or never have sex and still stay married and then just cheat all the time. That's always a good time, too.
I'm over that.
Yeah, that's retarded. Whoops, I said the R word. Yeah. So, have you ever, LaQuisha, had sex, let's say, after brunch, one to find Sunday or Monday
after,
or Tuesday?
After brunch.
And then after, like, so let's just say you got bent over. You got bent the fuck over the car. Maybe in the car. I don't know exactly where you got bent over, but it's by the car for sure. And then you took your underwear off because you can't wear those. And then balled them up in your car.
I can't say that I've done that. But you know what? I think I just heard about a story like that recently.
You know, that's funny because I also heard a story about that.
Me too. I heard a story like that too.
Oh, did you?
And I'm pretty sure... All of us have underwear in our car.
No, there's no doubt I definitely do because okay. I just cleaned my car before and I lifted up.
It's not, wasn't in your night overnight bag or whatever, your hot girl get fucked bag or whatever you
it's
call it.
It's called the fuck girl bag. That get it one. Goddamn fucking
they
right.
They weren't cleaning in that.
No, they
okay.
weren't.
So I don't know what the fuck we're getting at here.
Well, I'm just asking LaQuisha if she's ever had a balled up pair of dirty panties in her good old glove compartment.
I don't know.
Really? Why is that? Is that because you didn't take them off? Because I think we both know you've had car sex before.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a tough ass bitch. I'm a tough ass bitch, and I'll rock them until I get home. Okay. I don't know.
I wish I did because I had.
You had a cute dress on.
I had such a cute dress on.
You ruined the fucking dress.
And I feel like the underwear could have caught the cum.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying these underwear are in the car because you didn't do the right push out. Is that what we're talking about?
The push out. Can you explain the push out?
Yeah, because you said you saying push out means like it makes it almost sound like you do one push out and it's all gone. Like it's not continuously dribbling for the next 10 minutes at least.
I think that depends on, you know, the fill up. Depends on the push out.
Did you fill up a quarter of a tank or did you get a full tank that day?
Are we in a full tank? Because in a full tank, we might have a little more to gas through.
We might need to leave those panties on for 10 more minutes. Yeah.
Because then you don't want to run it down your leg.
Right. Of course. Now, I definitely, if I had car sex and I got cummed in, I'm going to leave those underwear the fuck on. You think I want my C having that? Is that not the right word?
You know what you should have in your car? A roll of paper towels.
You know, that is true. That is true.
That's a fact.
Roll of paper towels and a significant towel.
Do you have a roll of paper towels in your car?
If you pull up a dress and you bend over to have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
The underwear had come off.
Or pulled to the side. But yeah, either or.
Okay. That would have been a better option, maybe. But so just say, though, the underwear came off. Okay.
Right.
So, and then you're in a position where it's easier to just pick those up in a ball than put them back on in...
Right, but that's why you pull them to the side.
Public.
You know, I actually did pull my underwear to the side once to have sex, and the motherfucker got, like, a rug burn on his dick. I'm like, oh.
People have gotten hurt from that when I've done that before.
I'm like, well, that's really not on me, because right. You pulled them over, and I guess you didn't pull them over far enough.
So, I was just looking out for everybody in this situation.
Oh, so it was you that did that.
I thought that was clear by now.
Yeah, it was you. Yeah, well, it's funny because as I'm cleaning out my car and I'm thinking this morning, like, about the podcast and thinking, like, what are we gonna talk about? I lifted up my, like, center console and sure enough, pair of underwear. So note to self, if anybody goes in my car and finds a pair of underwear, don't touch them, okay? I'm like, damn, I really should get rid of those. I don't know how long they've been in here for. Do you like car sex? Either of you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't. Because I'm so big. Tall.
You're tall.
You're talking to the BBW over here.
No, I mean, I'm tall. So
6'30".
Yeah, but I'm like 6 foot. So it's like, it's very uncomfortable. I can't.
LaQuisha,
I can barely sit in the car without my head touching the ceiling. I don't need to be on top of you.
LaQuisha, you've had quite a bit of car sex, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I live that life. I'm all about that spontaneity.
Yeah, but like you had like room for activity. I mean, I guess Brie probably has room for activity. Can your seats go down the back seat?
Yeah, the whole back seat.
I have some people doubt me in a small car, and I'm like, bitch, you don't know what I'm going to fucking do in that front seat, that tiny little area right there.
See, I have an advantage because I'm so short, so like I have found...
You could probably stand up in the passenger seat.
I actually have close to stood up before. Actually, the one time when I had a sunroof, I did stand up, and my head was peeking out that motherfucker, and I was thinking of Final Destination the whole time. Like, what if this motherfucker closes on my neck?
Think about that every time I go on a tanning bed or I'm behind a logging truck.
Oh, God,
Final Destination.
Definitely when I'm in those situations. Oh, okay. But yeah, I just pop my head right out the sunroof. But there is like one position that I found. I don't like car sex. I prefer not to do it. If I'm going to have sex, I want to be like laying down, preferably in a bed.
Because you're a pillow princess and you don't want to do anything.
That's a fucking lie. All right, everybody knows that I can put it on you, okay? But no, I prefer to be in a bed. But if I'm in a car, I found one position that will work for me, which is like you sitting your ass down, like sitting up in my back seat. That's probably the best place to do it. And then me just like riding you.
Like
I could be facing you or not. Yeah, that or well, I could be.
You know what? You should address all the different positions you can do in a car.
Okay.
Why don't you let us know?
Well, why don't you address them? Yeah.
Why don't you seem like pretty professional.
Yeah. So you could do back seat facing forward, holding onto the front seat ride. You could do reverse ride. You could lay down the seats in the back and do just regular missionary. I mean, you could bend over either the front seat or the back seat and do doggy style. Mm-hmm. You could ride in the front seat. You could do reverse in the front seat.
So I have done like reverse in the front seat because my car is kind of tall, so like both of us facing out the front window, and like I said, I was so like short and like there was so much room that it worked perfectly fine, but I don't love it, you know.
Yeah,
it's not my favorite thing to do. And actually the one time
I'd rather like go into the bathroom or the bar together.
I have never done that.
You've never had sex in a bathroom at a bar?
No, never. Mm-mm.
LaQuisha, what about you?
I've had sex in bathrooms at the Holiday fucking Inn.
A hotel full of rooms and beds, and yet I'm using the bathroom.
Meaning like the bathroom by the pool, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you know, you just look so fucking hot, dripping wet. Get your ass in this bathroom, motherfucker. All right. Well, the one time I remember like laying down on my back seat, just me on my back and the person on top of me, and my head, like the way my neck was set up, like smashing into the fucking passenger or to the door. I like opened the door and then I was like, fuck it, I'll just be dangling out this motherfucker. The next day I had like a bruise on my head. I'm like, what is wrong with me? This is not
that is the worst part, getting those knee injuries from the seatbelt buckles.
Yeah.
No good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, in the moment, you don't realize it because as we talked about previously on an episode, like when you're in the moment, you feel no pain. Like that's, everything is okay.
Yeah. And the next week you're like,
and then when you're all done, you're like, fuck, I need a Band-Aid. I'm bleeding.
You're like, okay. Yeah, no, I don't love it. So, you know, I'm really glad
what's the weirdest place you guys have had sex?
The weirdest
my
place.
Ass. Oh. Oh, you mean location. Okay.
Location. I'll start with mine so you guys have a minute to think. I think mine was definitely a cemetery.
Ooh, I've had sex in a cemetery many times.
What?
Not like outside the car, but I had sex in a car at a cemetery multiple times.
Oh, no. I mean like on a stone.
Like my ass.
What the like, fuck is with you?
The stone
guys, like,
was like a bench.
Were you like ghost hunters? The stone was
it
a
was
bench.
Like a bench stone.
Oh my God.
Well, it was when I was in high school and like I had first met my ex and like we were just driving around all the time and the cemetery was like close to the school. And so we
that is a good spot. That's a good pull off.
You know,
we're in a cemetery too. The roads are so long. You can see other cars coming mm-hmm. from afar and you can like get your shit together and know who's to tell you can't really say hello to your dead loved one at a certain any time of the day.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody's
good,
coming by you.
That's actually a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody's really coming by you because they assume you're like grieving and upset about something. So they're leaving you the fuck alone.
Wow. Cemeteries
Look, sex are
can be
a method
spot.
Of grieving.
Yeah. It's a method of grieving. I come here to grieve fuck. No. So cemetery. All right. I guess like So one time I had sex at the high school while still in high school, while high school was an active session, like on the stairs outside during the day.
How the fuck did you pull that off?
Right?
That's pretty risque.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he was like sitting on the stairs, like outside, not on like the fucking front of the main building or anything, but on the side.
That's what you just made it sound like, but okay.
No, it was on the side, like one of those like stairs that go up the side. I don't even know what the fuck that, Andrew Street or some shit.
Yeah.
And I just like sat on his lap, but we're both like looking out at the same way, you know, it was just boop, 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 boop.
Wow. I hear your parents thought you were getting an education. I had sex on the track bus.
Wow.
With everybody on it. And we had like friends that were in on it. So they like blocked off the two seats in front of us and then sat in front of that. And we were in the back seat.
That was nice of your friends.
And at track, we used to have to like go on runs. Like you'd go warm up and run to like God knows where.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have sex underneath the bleachers at Dietz.
Wow, the bleachers. I think that's a common one. I've never done that.
I think a lot of people sneak to the bleachers.
I've had sex on like a softball field, many parking lots.
Yeah, a lot of parking
lots. Many parking lots. You know where I've never had
what
sex
kind of
is,
life,
like, on a
what
beach.
What kind of life are you living, Tiff, that you're fucking in every parking lot?
You fucked in one parking lot, you fucked in them all.
That's the best part about driving somewhere with Tiffany. And she's like, I feel like I've been here before. So I'm like, did you fuck somebody here?
No. From the girl who doesn't like car sex. I didn't say I had never done it. I just said I don't love it.
LaQuisha, when you give a blowjob, do you swallow?
Listen. I do sometimes depending on the day, but for the most part it's a no. But I'm okay taking it in, but I like to let it out.
You know, actually you had told me a funny story that when we were talking about like getting cum in our mouth and I was basically saying like hell to the no, you were like, I'll walk around with it, I'll gargle with it, I'll swish it around in my mouth.
Fucking I'm
disgusting. Like, ah! Remember when
I don't really care. I'll like have a closed mouth conversation, like
no.
I would be yakking everywhere.
Slit my throat. I'd rather chug a bottle of fucking Jameson or something. Like,
oh, I'd bad. Certainly rather chug a
that
bottle
than
of
even
Jameson.
Have that in my mouth for 1 second longer than it needs to be.
I think it's just something about the texture going down.
I'm gonna be sick.
I don't
right
even
now.
Like to hear the
I'm
word texture right now. Add that to the list of words sick. We're not saying anymore.
It's kind of like swallowing mayonnaise.
I wish it tasted like mayonnaise.
Oh
I might
God,
be
I'm
able
so
to do it.
Oh
no, actually,
because I would be so sick right now. I'm gonna be so ill. I have goosebumps because I feel like I'm gonna.
Yeah, but
get
you
sick.
Swallow.
Yeah, to get it out of my mouth the fastest way possible, because otherwise I gotta get up or have something to spit it in.
Yo, it's you just, gotta think about it. It's like snot. It's like snot. It's like you see snot floating in the pool. That's what it is.
Okay, who is
snot.
This? I don't. We let this bitch call in.
Okay, it's getting worse. It's getting, okay, now if I didn't want
to
do
I'm
it before,
be
I really don't.
Again because I'm. It's the guy's gonna be like, I'm about to come, and I'm gonna be like, snot and mayonnaise, don't do it.
It's snotty mayo. Oh.
Snotty mayo. You're gonna be thinking about that next blowjob.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not taking it in the mouth. Blowjob again.
Oh God,
I'm scared to even ask her anything else because I'm afraid she's gonna like. I'm just gonna be like, guess what? I'm abstinent. I'm not sleeping with anybody ever again.
Right? I can't even look cum in the eye anymore. I gotta look away.
Have you guys ever been fucked by a werewolf?
You know
I just
what?
Wanted to know.
You know what I don't like. Either of you. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
LaQuisha, could you elaborate on that a little bit? Like, do you mean like a guy dressed up in cosplay or what are you referring to exactly?
Oh.
I mean, like, do people have weird fantasies of like being fucked by a werewolf or like somebody dressed up in some crazy shit? Does that happen? Can you have people like call to talk about that? Do they have like, what's their weirdest fetish? Like right. somebody, weirdest they fetish. Want to fuck them, rape them. That would be like dressed up like an alien. Like come to
like a monster.
Me.
Like a monster
yeah,
in the woods.
A monster. Yeah. Where like the dick goes through your body into your mouth.
It comes out your mouth.
Alien versus predator.
Let's just say I can't imagine anybody who would have that fetish.
Stop it. There's somebody out there.
There's believe it or not, there's a porn category for this.
Is there? What's it called?
I think it's like cartoon porn or something. I don't know. I have a friend that like likes it.
Do you?
Sure, yeah. I just learned about it yesterday.
I'm going to have to watch this quote-unquote cartoon porn you speak of to see these werewolves fucking these bitches through the mouth. All right, anyway, so what's next?
Is there really anything after this besides bestiality?
There is not. So
you were talking something about our name yesterday, but you like had briefly said it to me.
Oh, okay. So like the difference really between like real confidence and false confidence. Was that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like, so like, all right.
Because you don't want a guy, like, so you don't want a guy. Go ahead. I don't know. Cause I'm not really sure.
No. Okay. So I'm just curious.
Got it.
Yeah. Like what's the difference? I mean,
you
obviously there's a huge
difference.
You don't
want a guy strutting around when he ain't got no shit to strut.
Right.
Right. That's but false. Some people can have.
But you don't want a guy to have no confidence and approach you either.
Right. Well, because some guys are good at like talking the talk, especially at first. But then when it gets down to like the nitty gritty,
they can't get hard.
Then all of a sudden they have none. And you're like, wait, where did you go? Yeah, I don't know. There's definitely a huge difference. Like, I definitely want somebody with confidence, but there's that fine line between confidence and cocky. Like, you best not be coming at me cocky because I don't like it.
So when we say false confidence, we're talking about these guys that are like, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. And then we get them in the bedroom and their dick doesn't even get hard.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come in 10 seconds. Or they bite you when they eat you out.
Ow.
Like that's false.
Ow.
That's false confidence.
No,
because you're sitting here acting like you're the goddamn man.
Yeah.
You got all this confidence, but it's false.
Well, this is the thing, is the whole point of false confidence is these girls don't speak up, you know, like they've probably eaten girls out like that 50 times.
We've helped these guys have false confidence.
Yeah. And vice versa. Guys also could probably give girls false confidence, but like, I feel like it's
more
girls.
You're a different type of breed though. I feel like LaQuisha probably is too, but like you're very direct where I'd like to say I'm probably one of the girls that has contributed to the false confidence.
Well, right. I like to give feedback.
Well, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right.
But you can say it in a nice
Tiffany
way or
does.
Kind of be like, maybe you could do this.
Tiffany's like, let's revisit your performance last night. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. And let me tell you what your areas of opportunity are.
This is just to help
where
you.
Where I'm more like, he's like, did you come? And I'm like, yes. Bye. Have a nice night.
She's over here making herself gag, thinking about snotty mayo cum. Well, right. I mean, because I need you to do it like good. So, like, I can't.
But don't you think? Listen, don't you think everybody's good is different?
Yeah, but I need you to do it good for me, which is exactly right.
That's
like,
why
basically,
you need
you're
to
just
communicate.
Saying what you like. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's
communication.
Like, right. And I didn't used to be good at communicating. I used to just suffer, you know. But then I realized, like, I can't live this life anymore. You know, I am a Ferrari. Okay. The look that you have.
Because I'm like, I don't know what.
You're not wearing a bra and you're still wearing your pajamas and you look like shit. Yeah. But yeah, you're a Ferrari.
You're a Ferrari. I'm like, did somebody tell you that? That's cute.
But for reals though, I feel like I'm not the worst person to have sex with in the world. Like, I feel like it's probably good. So
what if there's somebody out there that thought you were not a Ferrari?
Then I'm not fucking with them.
I bet, you know, there's probably.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. There's definitely somebody that thinks you are the
Volvo.
Volvo.
Volvos are good cars, though.
Okay. So you're the
it's a lower level.
You know what you are? The Hyundai, like the Mexicans drive around with the big wings and the spinners from Dollar General on
with
them.
The Illinois license plate. Yes.
Or Maryland. Yes.
That's what you are. I mean, and there could be people out there like that, but if they're out there like that, do not approach me. Do not come at me like, hey, let me just give it a try. You know, like, why are we talking at all? If you don't think I'm like, at least... like,
do you have a job? $99 You can drive Tiffany today.
LaQuisha, you're on thin ice.
Stefania, you brought me here.
Actually, she has a great like theme song for me, and it's really like the most basic fucking thing. But whenever she says it, I gotta dance to it. Do it, LaQuisha, do it.
Wait, oh.
And every time she sings that, I've got to dance. There's no other option. I love it. So have you guys ever used like a bidet or like a, you know, a bidet or like something that's going
Or a Perry Care bottle.
Well, that too.
The ones they give you after you have a baby.
Oh, fuck yeah. I made the mistake of not using that the first time I had a baby and woo-wee.
So,
fire burning on the dance floor.
Right. So here's the thing. No, because I'm not rich. I don't have a bidet.
Well, I don't think
and
there
I've
are like
never
that much.
Stayed anywhere where there was a bidet.
Well, the first place I ever used a bidet was at a Renegades game. And
what?
Well, in their suites upstairs. Like,
did I
more
bring
like,
you to that?
No, I went with my ex's cousin and his girlfriend. But it was like a suite box that we had, and they have like bidets, I guess, in the toilet. And that was the first time I'd used it. And I'm like, whoa. And like, I can't tell you how many bathroom trips I took that day. I was like, I broke the seal. Sorry. but I have a friend who just got one. It's not a bidet, I guess. It's called a tushy, and it's quite nice.
And it's just hooked
he actually,
to your toilet?
Yeah, like, just hooks what? To your toilet. I would not be able to hook it up. So if I were to purchase one, somebody better be coming around and, you know, hooking that fucker up. But
I think all guys should own one of those.
Yeah, I think they should. And also, it was funny because, and maybe you girls can answer this for me, is how long is too long for a guy to sit on the tushy before it becomes inappropriate? Like, how long are we thinking here?
How long do you need to squirt your tushy?
Right, like what, 10 seconds?
But it feels good. If neither of you have ever used one, it feels good. And you, okay, Miss but Butthole point- Queen, you'd probably fucking love it.
Yeah, but I'm like, a little concerned.
You're sitting there to clean your ass.
Longer like, than 3 minutes is too long.
You're right, longer than three minutes?
3 minutes?
Listen, maybe he's like getting it all good. I don't know.
More than like 30 seconds to a minute. Like, that's crazy.
You're right.
3 minutes. If we sat in silence for the next 3 minutes, do you know how long that would be?
Yeah, 3 minutes is a long time. Well, actually, my first initial answer was 5 minutes when I told him, and he was like, 5 minutes? Like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, maybe that is a long time.
It's like a quarter of a TV show, bro. Like, yeah. No. That's how I used to measure my life when I was a kid. How many TV shows long is it, Mom? 1 or 2.
Yeah. All right. So a couple minutes is too long. Yeah, but they do feel really good, and you feel like sparkly clean.
Are they expensive?
I don't know. I don't know how much it was. I assume it's probably not. I went to order, me and my sisters and brother were going to order one for my mom, and I think we were getting her a really good one, and it was like $400. But I bet if you weren't getting maybe a really good one, it'd be less. I'm not really sure.
HelloTushy.com.
Are you looking it up for us?
Tushy Classic 2.0. Just like you probably like you're 3.0. The 2.0. No, there's a 3.0, but the 2.0 is only $60 on Amazon, but the 3.0 is 120.
Save your ass, it says. Give your butt the clean it deserves. Alleviating UTIs, hemorrhoids, skid marks, dingleberries, and more.
Oh my god. And like the Asian guy sitting on the toilet with this in this ad right here.
Show it to me.
For the Tushy system all in one, which is 250, so I don't know what the fuck that comes with, but I can't handle that picture.
He's got a squatty potty, which is actually quite lovely as well. Wow. So speaking of tushies, Brie, I was curious. And wait, LaQuisha, do you do anal? I can't remember. Are you an anal?
Yeah.
A holic? Okay. Yeah. So.
Holic. It has to be a holic because somebody.
I don't know about
something.
A holic, yeah, but like, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, how do you guys.
Like, I can't get enough. My ass is so stressed out.
You can eat cereal out of that fucking thing. All right. So.
Oh, God.
How do you girls. Do you prep for anal? Is anal a prepping situation?
You just need a lube, and you need to be relaxed.
No, but I'm saying, like, how do you prepare? Like, do you prepare to be penetrating?
I'm sitting at home shoving shit up my asshole all day?
Or that, or, like, do you poop first? Do you not poop first? Do you,
nah,
like...
you just got to know it's the right time.
Yeah, because if you have, like, not pooped all day or in a couple days, you're not doing it. Yeah, you're not.
Oh, so you don't want to do it if you haven't pooped.
You just know. You know your body. You just know if you're going to do it or not.
Okay, so there's not really a prep.
No, I'm not sitting here like shoving shit up my ass.
I don't think you're
like
shoving shit.
I have a good accidental story.
Yes,
oh,
I would
my
love,
God,
to,
I
hear
love
that.
To hear this.
This was many years ago when I was dating some guy and I was really drunk and we went home and we used to have anal sex a lot and we ended up having anal sex. And I mean, I was pretty drunk, so I mean, it is what it is. But I didn't realize till the next morning that it was pretty messy and it was everywhere. And he was a champ about it and like wiped it up with towels or whatever.
Woo, baby. That is great. And also,
that is the one and only time that has ever happened, but I've learned from that, you know.
I also feel like you assume the risk. Like, they know what the possibility
right.
is here. Hmm. So,
yeah.
You know.
I feel like I've met more guys who I feel like I have never really met a guy who's like, I love anal and I want to do it. Like, I feel like I've only met guys who are like, yeah, I'd do it, or like, I wouldn't do it. But it's not like they want to do it or have to do it.
So you're saying my talents are null and void?
Correct. But you might be finding guys who really want you to suck their dick with your butthole. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it's anybody's, like, I don't think it's any guy's, like, top hit.
Yeah.
I think if it's done, it's because I want it done. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to benefit me.
Okay.
And the reason that this started, I believe, is because I can come that way every time. So I just wanted that because.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a guarantee mm-hmm. for me.
Can you come like that, LaQuisha?
I believe I could, but I have to tell you, I haven't.
Huh.
But it's definitely that feeling of being right there for that as well.
Now,
but you got to do it right. Astroglide is the way, people. Just so everybody knows, Astroglide is the number one.
Is that a lube?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'll just write that down.
I just found out the other day, spit should not be used as a lube, which is interesting because that's like all I've ever used.
I can't do, I just feel like it's not like I told you I could put things in my ass, but like a whole dick, like a whole one.
Wait, girl, what, listen, wait, hold on, you can put things in your sections. Ass, what have you put in your ass?
Well, like a small, like, little dildo or like a finger.
You've put a dildo in your ass?
Like a tiny, like, anal dildo. It was very
mini
tiny
one, like a plug,
mini
a plug.
Oh, I've definitely used a plug too. I tried to, like, anal train, and actually somebody was like, had like bought me like the set of three. They were like, try to do it, and I, that guy actually probably loved anal, tell you the truth.
You
and I was
think?
Like now that I think about it, okay. But like, he got the like set of three, and you start with like the small one to like train
I
yourself.
I didn't realize that there was anal training
there
kits.
There is anal training kits.
This reminds me of a guy I met one time, Tiffy. Did I ever tell you about that story? And I was talking to him. He was really nice. We were going out on dates, and he's like, I have to tell you something. And I was like, it's fine. He's like, I feel like you won't talk to me again. And I was like, no, it's fine. And he tells me that he likes doing that. Training his ass, like putting dildos in his ass. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I never talked to him again.
Right. And you did tell me that.
Face, you're like, oh, okay, that's actually cool. Yeah, I'm going to keep talking to you. And then you just dumb him.
Never. That's the only person in my life I've ever ghosted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did tell me that story. And it's
totally
funny because she's
would
super.
You ghost some? Would you ghost a guy if he said he liked things in his ass?
I would ghost, I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably ghost a guy if that was like his thing. If he was like, I like to get pegged. I want, like, I use dildos on myself. I'm not into that. No.
Yeah. I'm unless out. You're with that life and you can assume mm-hmm. that role, that's not something you want to be.
What if, okay, like, you have your respected significant other mm-hmm. and you guys have been together for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So you love this person. You guys are having mm-hmm. amazing sex, and then they hit you with it.
So I probably just wouldn't do it. You know, I might like eat their asshole or like lick it or something. You know, I'm fine with that. Maybe every once in a while I'll like.
Yo, baby, you shave that ass and do an enema. We good. I'll peg that ass.
She would too. She's a goat. She's a goat. She'll sit there with her strap on and go to town.
My love is strong.
Oh my.
My love is strong.
I got to tell the story.
Hold on. You have a strap on?
Which, not right now.
Not like out
like,
my
do you own one?
Not now, no.
Oh.
I have.
Do you remember the time, Laquisha, do you remember the time we were sitting at Texas Roadhouse? And like, she already remembers. And she said like, she was like fucking with me and she was like, we were both drunk. And she was like, let's go get a strap on right now and I'll use it on you in the car. And I was like, girl, no, I'm scared. I'm scared. Do you remember that time, Laquisha?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
At Texas Roadhouse?
No, we were at Texas together. And you know, she likes car sex.
Oh, listen, when the drinks are flowing, things be happening.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, they do. When the drinks be flowing.
Just think about how much variety you have when you have a strap on. You could pick big, you can pick small, you can pick thick, you can pick skinny, you can pick whatever you want.
You can pick. There's so much variety with it. And you know what you're getting before you buy it.
You're like, what do I feel like today? I'm going to go with Asian.
I'm going to go with Asian.
How do you know it's an Asian one? It's the tiniest one on the shelf.
Yeah, it's the little one. Can we pick the little one today?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I did not partake in that activity. But, you know, maybe one day I'll take you up on that offer. You did say that you could eat me out better than anybody ever has in my life. And you were going to bet me $100.
Oh. I bet you I can.
I bet you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I might have taken that bet. Like, because either way, I would have lied. I would have been like, that was not the best. I would have made $100 and got eaten out. Like, what's the losing part of this?
Either I would have $100 or I would have lied and said it's not the best.
Listen, I'm just good at everything I do, okay?
Yeah, she is. She's quite talented.
It's not a false confidence. It's not a false
confidence. It's not. Well, Laquisha, did you have anything else to say before we end the show?
No, but thanks for having me, guys. This was really fun.
Thanks for being on. All right. Well,
anytime.
Till next week, guys. Praise be, bitches.